Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. Since it is the holiday season, I thought I'd do an episode on the name Santa Claus. On a previous episode, I talked about Christmas and the etymology of the word Christmas, and we got into the difference, or what has been politicized as far as the difference between saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. But on this episode, I'm going to talk specifically about the name Santa Claus. And so if you're like me, you probably at some point have heard a little bit about the history of Santa Claus and understand it's connected to somebody named Saint Nicholas. But if you're also like me, you kind of forget exactly the details of that name. And so Nicholas was a man that was born around 280 AD. In modern-day Turkey, in a place called Pantara. And so that's in modern-day Turkey, and so I always forget that this man existed so long ago. So we're talking about 280 AD. And so it's said that Nicholas's parents were wealthy, and when they died, they left him their estate, right? And so he was known to be a very generous man. And so that is connected to why he was eventually canonized or given sainthood by Pope Eugene IV in 1446. And so it's actually December 6th that marks the anniversary of Nicholas's death, later to be known as Saint Nicholas. And so obviously that is, you know, during the holiday season, but it wasn't necessarily, or it wasn't because of the date, but it was because of his spirit of giving and charity that he was once again canonized by Pope Eugene IV. And so if we fast forward to the end of the 18th century and we have all of these waves of European immigrants coming to the United States, they brought with them their traditions, which included Saint Nicholas. And so he started being, you know, popularized in American culture. And so when we get to around 1773, we have groups of Dutch families in New York that would gather to honor the anniversary of Nicholas's death. And so the name Santa Claus is believed to have evolved from Nicholas's Dutch nickname, which was Sinterklaas, spelled S-I-N-T-E-R, last name K-L-A-A-S. And so that was a shortened form of Sint Nicholas, S-I-N-T, and then N-I-K-O-L-A-A-S, which is translated as the Dutch name for Saint Nicholas. Okay, and so that is where the name came from. And so this spirit of gift giving was passed down from Saint Nicholas's generosity in helping others. And so this attached to the Christian tradition, the Christmas tradition, and over the years became more and more popular. And so in the United States, stores started advertising Christmas shopping in 1820, and by 1840, newspapers across the U.S. were having Christmas ads. So they had Christmas advertisements, and they started featuring Santa Claus. And so what's interesting that gets connected to kind of the image of Saint Nick or of Santa Claus was a poem called An Account of a Visit from Saint Nicholas, which was written by a man named Clement Moore, who is a minister who had three daughters, and he wrote the poem for his three daughters. And the poem later became known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which we all, or many of us, know. And so the poem led to the kind of popular version of Santa as like this jolly old man, somebody that was joyful, who had a giving spirit. and he was kind of a bigger person, physically bigger, portly, and he had this ability to climb into chimneys and leave presents under the trees for good kids, for good boys and girls. And after leaving the presents at one house, he could dash away to the other houses, and he had a sleigh that was drawn by 8 flying reindeer. And so that is the history, some of the history behind Santa Claus, behind Saint Nick, behind the original name, Saint Nicholas or Sinterklaas, which once again turned into Santa Claus. And so it was these Dutch immigrants that brought this story of Saint Nicholas to the United States. And so I always try to tell my listeners to kind of connect the information in each of these short podcast episodes to kind of their own life and their own experiences. And so I would like you to think about growing up, what was the tradition, if you were Christian, what was the tradition surrounding Christmas in your family, and specifically about Santa Claus and what you were taught or what you believed, or you might even think about at what point for how long did your parents have you believe in Santa Claus? At what point did you no longer believe in Santa Claus? At what point did you hear a little bit about the history of the real person behind this figure that we call Santa Claus? And if your parents, do you keep that tradition alive? What do you teach your kids about Santa Claus, about gift giving? And that might be something that sometimes is very separate, right, from the true meaning of Christmas, right? Some people make direct connections, right? It's just part of the whole season, Christmas, Santa Claus, gift giving. For others, there might be a more direct disconnection, right, between, right, Christmas and the birth of Christ, as opposed to some of the traditions like gift giving, like Santa Claus, and other traditions you may have in your family. So I hope you learned a little bit from this short episode. I hope everybody is enjoying the holiday season. Please rate and review the podcast, and have a great day.